Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the host of the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Welcome to the call on this awesome Tuesday night, February 11th. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Almost the halfway point of the first quarter of 2014. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and I'll move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. And tonight's topic is a very apropos topic, as it is living an inspired life, one of my favorite topics. If you are brand new to this call, I host this call each and every Tuesday night for a total of 17-plus years, and all of the calls have been recorded and archived. There are many great inspirational speakers, writers, authors, success coaches, network marketers, direct sales, superstars, real estate investors that I have recorded over a long career of hosting this call. They are available on download and playback at calls, C-A-L-L-S, calls with an S, dot goldenmastermind.com. I have some great guests lined up for you in the year 2014. Inspirational speakers such as Susan Sly, Mark Victor Hansen, John Assaraf, who I have on this call before the event we have coming up in May, Alexis Romano, and a whole host of inspirational speakers, multi-millionaires, real estate investors, internet marketers, and first-class human beings living an inspired life. This Saturday, I will be doing a one-day event from 9 until 3 o'clock in Nashville, Tennessee, one of my favorite cities. It is right at the airport. That is from 9 until 3 in Nashville, Tennessee. And there are tickets available on the website. On March 1st, I will be in Weehawken, New Jersey, hosting a one-day More Heart Than Talent event that will be standing room only. And Alexis Romano is absolutely going to put the people in the room and is hosting the event with and for me. Alexis will also be speaking that day along with my assistant, Chris Shar, will be covering some great insight on how to build great leads and traffic online as well, how to create a direct sales funnel, and how to have a great, absolute 2014. Skills, habits, and mindset will be broken down at that event. On March 6th, which is a Thursday night, followed by March 8th, I will be in San Diego, California, actually Del Mar, California, doing a Thursday evening event followed by an all-day Saturday event for an exceptional group of real estate investors. That is the 6th and 8th. On the 15th of March, I'll be in the Inland Empire of Los Angeles, right outside of Los Angeles, California, beautiful Temecula, California, with my good friend Ryan Vanderpool. March 22nd, Wilmington, Delaware. March 29th, Norwalk, Connecticut. April 5th, Buffalo, New York. April 12th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I just added Philadelphia to my roster today. That will be at the Airport Hilton Hotel. April 18th, a Friday night event at Logan Airport at Boston, Massachusetts with Susan Sly. That will be a Friday night event from 6 until 9:30. And then April 19th, Susan and I are speaking at Harvard. Now, I do not have the details for Harvard and if it is available for anyone in my database. I know I'm speaking in front of 150 people on Saturday, and it is being recorded. So I'll give you more details on if you can attend that event on Saturday, April 19th. And also on May 9th and 10th, I'll be hosting my first Millionaire Blueprint event. Now, I've had many, many More Heart Than Talents three-day events, but this is my first ever Millionaire Blueprint two-day event, and that will be in the Meadowlands, New Jersey at the Hilton Convention Center. Featured keynote speakers will be John Assaraf, Susan Sly, myself, Jeffrey Combs, Alexis Romano, and a whole host of other inspirational speakers, personal trainers, mompreneurs, and great people to give you great insight on how to create results in free enterprise. That's May 9th and 10th. There are still plenty of tickets available. We have sold almost 300 tickets. We have room for 500. So if you've not purchased a ticket, you want to get your hands on a ticket very, very soon. Tickets are available at www.goldenmastermind.com. And with that, we will move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. If you're brand new to this call and never been on this call, Each and every Tuesday night, I bring different topics to the call, and tonight's topic is one of my favorite topics that I've covered on many different calls from many different groups, living an inspired life. To live an inspired life, you must let go of your uninspired life. If you find yourself overwhelmed in chaos, drama, unorganized, uncertain, in disbelief, or addicted to your own emotional state, you will have a challenge living an inspired life. If you find yourself tiptoeing quietly through life and not really gaining any traction, and you find yourself procrastinating, well, now is the time to learn these two key words, let go. And what would you be letting go of? The control you control to stay out of control. Even though that sounds paradoxical, when broken down, there's a lot of truth in that statement. If you are overwhelmed about how you're going to handle success, manage success, control success, be successful or stay successful, that oftentimes is a good enough excuse to get ready, procrastinate, figure out how you're going to figure out figuring out your figured out state, and then get intoxicated emotionally and do the same thing over and over. Now, if you've suffered enough, if the pain is great enough, if you've hit a state where you can no longer trade time for dollars for someone else, you've been fired, let go, restructured, or you want to bring your husband or wife or any significant other home from their daytime job, then you have to live an inspired life. Inspiration is a state that you be. Inspiration isn't something you do. Now, there's a big difference between motivation and inspiration. So I'll give you my interpretation of the two. Motivation is how you can feel on a Saturday or on game day or on any given moment. Motivation is a heightened sense of awareness. Motivation is an excited state. You're excited. You're exhilarated. That's motivation. It's a frantic state of energy. And even though it's a positive state of energy, it's typically not a state you can stay in over a long term. Motivation is fleeting. I've heard it's like spray paint on rust. You can be motivated on Saturday and equally deflated on Sunday unless you have reasons or causes bigger than your problems. Now, if you live in a problematic anxiety state, overwhelmed, intoxicated from anger, resentment, hate, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, or you're in an overwhelmed, unorganized state, there's a high probability that you'll have challenges producing results. And if you live that way for a long time, then there's a high probability that that state of anxiety you're in is your identity. Now, I know a lot about that. Not only have I coached 90,000 hours and 9,000 clients, but I too am a recovering addict, alcoholic, who absolutely hit rock bottom on numerous occasions and finally found myself in the state that an addict starts to change when the pain is great enough. Now, that is not the opportune way to change. The pain is great enough syndrome oftentimes leaves a lot of casualties and a lot of your pieces of your body left around the world, country, town, or city. The best time to change is now. And what time is it? That would officially be now o'clock. But for you to change, you have to be committed, decisive, ready, and willing to do it one day at a time without getting overwhelmed on how you're going to have to manage your control on Tuesday, especially when it's only Monday. But if you get overwhelmed at what you're going to do on Tuesday, you'll have a challenging time being able to be inspired. Being inspired is a very relaxed state of heightened energy. It's not a frantic, frenetic, overwhelmed state. You're not geeked up on steroids. You're not drinking energy shots to get your inspiration. Your inspiration comes from your internal self. When you've given yourself permission to be your authentic, genuine self, and you don't have to fake yourself out to get excited, when you can let go and really relax and be in a be state, that's B-E-I-N-G, human being, not a human doing. When you give yourself permission to let go of the pressure that is an illusion, that is not real, that you constantly say you put on yourself or that you're under, when you're able to let go of that kind of control, then you can actually be yourself. And instead of trying to fake yourself out into being something like being positive, what I see a lot of people do is they try. Tomorrow is really yesterday. They try to be positive when it's not a state you can be. It's a state. Being positive is an emotional state, and it is important to be positive because the antithesis of being positive is negative. But what's much more important is you find the space in the middle between being positive and negative. That's called objectivity. When you can be real, when you can understand, when you realize cause and effect, when you understand why you do what you do, when you start to understand why human beings do what they do, and when you start to understand how predictable humans are and how predictable many situations are, then you won't take the situation as personal. And to be able to have inspiration, you have something to be inspired about. That means a vision. And there's two kinds of visions. There's short-term vision and there's long-term vision. Now, what's important right now for most of you on tonight's call is you have a vision of your present and a vision of a short-term goal. That means you have clearly defined short-term goals. Then you can also have clearly defined longer-term goals. But you have to also dispel this myth. There's this big myth that owning a business gives you freedom. Here's what owning a business gives you: the opportunity not to have a job. Everything else is subjective after that, especially when you become objective. Because when you own a business, the bell rings on your terms and your time frame. And that means you must be self-inspired, self-motivated, but most importantly, you must be inspired one day at a time over a long career. Now, if you own a business that you can actually create leverage, you can duplicate yourself through the efforts of other people, through internet marketing, real estate, network marketing, direct sales, or franchising, then you have a chance to own your freedom. If you own a small business that owns you, or if you own a job that you trade time for dollars and you only get paid what the job is worth, that's going to limit your ability to live the good life. Money is important when it comes to paying for the trip. It's love that makes the world go round, but money pays for the trip, and you must also understand that there are going to be many people who will not be in your corner. There will be many people that once they sense you're motivated and you start to talk about what you're going to do and be one day, then they will do their best to deflate you and give you all the reasons why you can't, shan't, couldn't, wouldn't, and will be unable to live your dreams. I.e., these are people who are emotional, spiritual vampires, dream stealers, and people who are actually threatened by the opportunity of you to live your dreams. You have to realize that you stepping out of the cow pasture and the sheep pen creates controversy. It's not the kind of controversy that you're looking for, but many people become threatened when you have the courage, the intestinal fortitude, when you have the vision, or you have the desire to live a better life. You're not showing them up, but your success will tend to show people up who are threatened by your vision. And your vision, unequivocally, is your vision. The only person who can dictate your vision is you. And you must have a clearly defined vision about what it is that you desire to create in a time frame conducive to the goals you set. And one of the most common causes of failure is a big goal with no action. And many people do this. But to have a goal, to have a dream, you must be inspired. People ask me frequently, what inspires you, Jeff? And I'll tell you this, I'm inspired. I don't have something to inspire me. I am inspired. I am living my dreams and accomplishing what it is I seek by having the vision. I still have visions of what it is that I'm going to accomplish at different time frames throughout a day, a week, a month, and a year. But once you start to be and live an inspired life, it becomes a habit. Being inspired becomes an identity. Inspiration is inspiration. It becomes who you are. But inspiration is a very relaxed brain state that you're not overwhelmed in. You live in the present tense in a place called the now. Now, that doesn't mean you don't goal set when you live in the present, but it means you don't take situations personally. You don't get rattled as easily as most of the status quo. You learn to live in the moment, and you learn how to create a result. And I learned a long time ago that if you have a problem, outproduce the problem. If you own a business, create more money. If you have a problem, attract more money. Now, many people live in a place called scarcity. And in the people that I've coached in my career, many people would rather be right than rich. And some of them will actually say to me, yeah, but that's easy for you because you're a millionaire. Actually, it wasn't easy. It was a habit. And it's a habit that you be and do. You don't do it and then be it. You have to be able to be that person that you're one day going to be before you ever arrive. See, the myth about your arrival and when I get there, then I'll have that kind of mindset. You have to have an inspired mindset before you begin. And life is filled with challenges, but that doesn't mean that you have to attract more challenges than the rest of the people. You have to let go of your conflict consciousness. Many people live in conflict, and they thrive on creating controversy. These are the people that like drama and chaos, and they typically are offended when you point out how dramatic they are, or how much chaos they have, or how unorganized they are in. You want to learn how to live in the law of least resistance, because that's how you live an inspired life. And while other people talk about how bad the weather is, I find this very interesting. A large percent of society commiserates about the weather. The first word out of their mouth is the weather. Once again, people say, well, that's easy for you, Jeff. You live in California. Actually, it isn't easy for me. It's an identity. I chose to move to California when I was a small boy. I don't like the four seasons. Some people do. That's awesome. But I personally like a very steady climate where I can live a very inspired life. You can live an inspired life wherever you live. But I hear so many people, they commiserate about the weather. Do your best in the next 24 hours not to make a comment about the weather, because that's your outer world. Your inner world, if you're inspired in your inner world, you'll navigate the weather. You won't continue to talk about the weather. Wow, it's really snowing here. We got 21 inches. You'll be amazed when you pay attention to this, how many people, the first word out of their mouth is how bad the weather is. Now pay attention in the next few days. See, your weather station is your mindset. The weather outside of you is the outer world. What's going on in your inner world? You're the weatherman. So when the weather's outside is frightening, you want to be in a state called enlightening. When it's frightening out there and it's enlightening in here, it doesn't matter. Because your responsibility is to create results and relax. There's two states that you have to operate in daily, production and relaxation. And when you can be inspired while you produce and inspired while you relax, that's correct. Being inspired while you relax means you're inspired. It means you enjoy relaxing. You have no guilt about relaxing, and you have no guilt about producing. Now, many people attempt to guilt you not to produce, and then you will feel guilty when you're trying to relax. And you have to be able to learn to let people be right so you can be rich. Balance is important. And being balanced is balanced in your emotional state. You cannot live a balanced life when you are overwhelmed. When you are overwhelmed, what happens to your body, it's in a state called fight or flight. And you start to send a telepathic mixed message from that state, from your overwhelmed state, and from that mixed message, you'll continue to attract people to fulfill the feelings that you become emotionally intoxicated by. Now, you can really tell a select group of people who've stepped out of that kind of chaos. These are the kinds of people that you will meet in direct sales, free enterprise, network marketing, real estate, and internet marketing, and these people will start, they will speak about how much easier life is for them. And it's not easier for them because they have money. It became easier for them because they changed their mindset and they began to attract people they can collaborate with that created money. When you start to come from service and value versus lack and scarcity, when you're worried about how you're going to manage tomorrow, where you're going to get your next lead, where you're going to get your next meal, your body begins to create an adrenaline that becomes a steroid that eventually becomes cortisol that intoxicates you emotionally. You cannot be inspired in that state. The brainwave state that you require to reside in daily in your body is a state called alpha and or delta. Both of those states are a much slower state of the brain. They're not frenetic and frantic. They don't go up and down. They don't get rattled. That kind of brain state, you're not in pressure. You're not in control. It's a B state. That's when you're actually your best self, your authentic, genuine self. Now, an athlete that can perform in that kind of brain state actually has a different sense of vision. That's the kind of athlete that can actually see a 102-mile-an-hour fastball, put wood on the ball, and make contact when someone else is not able to put the wood on the ball because they didn't see it. It's a different kind of vision. The vision that you seek to create is a much slower kind of vision. It means that you actually can slow time down. You can bend time. Everyone gets the same amount of time, 86,400 seconds, but you will find people who are highly evolved, highly spiritual, highly productive, that live in a different kind of brain state, that can access the quantum field and or the Akashic records, actually have a different kind of attractor factor. And they're not lucky, because it's better to be good than lucky, but this is the kind of person who, over a long career, repetition and experience, has paid the price and has mastered the inner game of life. That's the kind of person that doesn't take situations personally, is much more inspired-driven, is much more results-driven, desires a different kind of relaxation than most of society, is typically a lot more comfortable by themselves, does not require people around them to create an identity. That's the kind of person who lives in a place called peace. Now, if you desire that kind of brain state and you desire that kind of life, then you have to learn these key words, let go. Now, letting go is not physical. Letting go is emotional. Letting go means forgiving, letting go of events, letting go of people, not creating the very situations that you don't want to create by the words that you say, being able to stay focused, relaxed, and organized. If you are unorganized, you are in an overwhelmed state. And what I have found in my career that the most successful people are usually the most organized because they operate in a different kind of state and they can multitask. You can't produce in chaos. It just isn't possible. Because it just doesn't happen. They don't mix together. It's like oil and water. You have to be able to produce in a relaxed state. If you are intense, grinding your teeth, you're angry, you grew up with a passive-aggressive parent, or you had someone who's passive-aggressive in your circle of influence, and then you have taken on that same identity, that means you're too intense, and that kind of intensity will alienate people. And you can actually turn that kind of intensity into passion, or you can actually relax in it, and that intensity is called relaxed intensity. And that kind of posture that you can create in that kind of certainty, that kind of belief, creates a high attractor factor. Because when you come from that place, that is called power. But that is not force. But if you try and force yourself to do something, that is not inspiration. That will end up being resentment. And that's why so many people have bad habits, because they rebel against their own success. And for you to be inspired, you have to let go of your anxiety about how you're going to control success. Success does not require control. Success is success. And the people who become successful oftentimes stay successful because success is a habit. But you can't produce success when you're overwhelmed or anxious. It just won't fit. It will not happen. Because when you're overwhelmed and anxious, you're sending off a telepathic mixed message that says, I'm not comfortable with myself. So when you're that kind of uncomfortable, you will attract your reality, people and situations to fulfill that anxiety. But when you begin to let go and you become consciously aware of cause and effect, meaning why you do what you do, when you let go of the turmoil that's going on, when you let go of the noise that resides in your analytical, egoic left brain, when you begin to let go of that, when you learn to be yourself, when you learn to be genuine and authentic. But if you keep saying, well, hell, I don't even know who I am. I understand that. I've been in that state. But a trip of 1,000 miles begins with one step. It begins now. And see, what you do today is the person you can become. Because when you start to let go, you start to let go of a lot of anxiety that doesn't serve you. And if you're starting a new business, well, it's somewhat common to be overwhelmed. It's also common to have some anxiety. But you have to have uncommon thoughts to have uncommon results. But if you continue to do what you learned in a job and don't master the emotional skills required to be an entrepreneur, you'll be in the NFL club, not for long. And if you go out and throw up all over your friends and expect them to just jump in the boat because you're smooth, hip, and cool, or you expect them to jump in the boat because you got this great product and service, then you're going to run right into opposition. You're going to be grossly disappointed. You have to let go of your anxiety about the outcome. You have to let go of your anxiety about where you're going to find leads. You have to learn how to sell and market. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world, and be able to become a top-tier sales professional, you have to learn the skills of it. But if you have anxiety about rejection, anxiety about your homies and friends and significant others, and you have anxiety about how you're going to manage it and control it, you just created your excuse to procrastinate. You have to learn the skills, the habits, and the mindset of a professional. The only way to do that is repetition and experience. I laugh my ass off when I hear people say, well, can I practice this? Can I practice this? Can we role play? Yes, you can role play with prospects. You don't role play in our game in the mirror. You don't write all the objections on the wall. I mean, you can put some of them there. I mean, but you've got to learn to practice the simple discipline required to be successful one day at a time over a long career. And the way you do that, you can sit around and make a dream board. You can write your goals down all day. You can write the 100 cities you're going to visit one day. But if you don't actually call the leads, if you don't prospect, if you don't ask the questions, then you're never going to get to the LOP, the land of promise. You must also learn this in an inspired life. Stop talking. Stop bragging. Stop talking. Stop over-explaining. Stop talking so much. Learn to ask clearly, define questions about the outcome you seek. To close a sale, you must SET, set the sale. The way you set the sale is by asking a series of questions. And you have to be able to convey your inspired life, even though you may not be living it. And that doesn't mean you fake it till you make it, because when you fake it till you make it, you're fake. You know the person you're capable of becoming. You know that you actually could do it, but you have to let go of your anxiety, the responsibility of being successful. The only way to be successful is one day at a time, and what you do daily is what compounds. It takes a very brave woman and a very brave man to look in the mirror and look at your shortcomings. It takes a very brave soul to say, I'm a victim. It takes someone who really has some guts and courage to take a look at how much debt you've accrued, take a look at how much drama you have, look at how overwhelmed you are, look at all the stuff you've collected, and live a much simpler, humble life. When you start to live like that, with less drama, less chaos, with less anxiety, there's a high probability you're going to attract a different kind of person to your reality. But if you keep avoiding the perceived pain, getting ready to get ready, hoping that mythically, magically, one day the success fairy will ride into town, or Sir Galahad or Queen Guinevere is going to show up in your lead pool, it's not going to happen. You will not attract prosperous people when you have broke or broken thoughts. It just will not work because your brainwave state is not conducive to attracting that kind of person. And you might trip over someone and get lucky, but there's a high probability that you will run them off of your anxiety of trying to keep them and or control them. When you learn to let go, your whole game changes. And realistically, you have to be realistic. You have to have a daily method of operation conducive to the outcome you seek. You can't possibly succeed by talking to three people a day. Talking doesn't get you to the land of promise. What will get you to the land of promise is scheduled appointments, actually conversing with people or qualified buyers, qualified prospects. Or if you do internet marketing, writing sales copy, having a funnel big enough, having enough leads in it that it's conducive to the outcome you seek. If you do real estate, you have to have enough projects in the process, you will have one of them fall through so it lands in your lap. You have to have a law of average conducive to the outcome you seek. You will not get lucky, but what you can get is very good. And when you get good, then you can become a professional. When you understand how to ask clearly defined questions about the outcome you seek, when you can use words that are 5 to 15 words in nature, when you can use words of persuasion and power, when you can become decisive and committed, you'll begin to attract a different kind of situation, a different kind of person. The grass is not greener. Stop looking behind your shoulder and looking over your shoulder. Stop looking at all the shiny objects that are out there. Humble yourself down, get your ass in a chair, and learn how to be a business owner. There's about 10 square feet in your place called an office. There should be a desk, a chair, a laptop computer, a computer, a cell phone, a landline. You should have a stack of leads or however you write your sales copy. You should be very comfortable in the environment you are in. Take a look at your refrigerator. Take a look at your desk. Take a look at your closets, and that should reflect either you have drama and chaos, disorganization, or you're organized, you're neat, you're in business, and you're in the game. But if you have a lot of chaos and drama around you, it's time to clean it up. It's time to get in the game. It's time to clean your life up. It's time to grow up. It's time to be responsible. That means the ability to respond. But if the first words out of your mouth is, you have no idea, I have all this blah, 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 I do have an idea. I know what it's like to be overwhelmed. I know what it's like to be at rock bottom. I know what it's like to have the IRS come to your door. I know what it's like. I've been there, done there. I've owned several different hats that spell victim on it and victim no moss. And you got to be able to be inspired and stay inspired. That means you have reasons bigger than your problems. When you wake up in the morning, you do not have to be excited. You do not have to be motivated. Inspiration is a lot lower level of calibration. It's a state that you can actually live in. You can't be highly motivated and bouncing off the walls all day long. You'll exhaust yourself before you get to 3 o'clock. And if you're one of these people, it's, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Well, that's cool. I mean, you can be excited, but you better learn to be inspired. It's a much cleaner, cooler, relaxed kind of emotional, etheric energy that will get you to the land of promise. Stop comparing yourself to someone else. You have no idea the price that someone paid before they came to your company, your awareness, your journey, your circle of influence. Don't compare yourself to the next latest greatest. It doesn't matter where someone is today. Take a look at where you're going to be down the road. Don't compare yourself. I mean, that's rule of business number one. You have no idea where someone paid the price. You're going to pay the full price on the journey, and you'll pay the full price maybe two or three times. Get used to it. Get comfortable in it. Buckle in. Relax. It's a long-term game, LTG. Success is a long-term process. It's not something you acquire overnight. You also have to understand this. People are going to come and go in your life. Yesterday's hero can be today's zero. Yesterday's zero can be today's hero. Learn this. Pay attention to what people do, not what they say. Talk is very cheap. Talk is very frequent. Watch the silent producers who can produce without having to have a lot of recognition. Also watch the people who are recognition-starved. Someone who's recognition-starved will undermine the organization to get recognition. Watch the silent producer who can put up and shut up and ends up getting awards and doesn't have to have their picture taken all the time. Watch the person who can just actually GID, get it done, fanfare for the common man. Watch the person who's methodical, systematic, and organized. That's the kind of person you're looking for. Not the flash in the pan, the shiny object syndrome, not the person who talks a lot, but the person who can produce a lot in silence. Start to attract people who are self-inspired. When you have someone that's self-inspired, they do not require a lot of attention. And if you're going to attract someone who's self-inspired, then you don't require a lot of attention. Stop focusing on who's not giving you the love. Stop focusing on who didn't invite you to dinner. Stop focusing on who didn't recognize you on the team call. If you aren't recognized, shut up and produce, because that's how you get recognized. Silence your inner critic. Silence your critical advisor. Silence how you're not getting what you think you deserve. Silence all the critical advisors from your past. Get focused and produce. It's 2014. The bell has rung. 1.5 months are almost already over. Most of you are already behind on your goals because you're still getting ready to get ready. You're still working on your dream board. You're working on your whiteboards. You're working on your blackboards. Get your ass in the chair and produce, because that's where you're going to end up at the land of promise. The LOR, the land of regret, that's when you tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at your grave safely. But the LOP, the land of paradise, that is acquired by being productive one day at a time. Do you actually have a 90-day game plan? Have you ever really operated one? I'm not talking about writing it all out. I'm talking about producing in it. It should take you about 5 minutes to come up with a 90-day game plan. Your goal should take you about another 5 minutes. The simpler you are, the better you are. The more complicated you are, the more you're going to be overwhelmed. When you start to simplify and really get down to being a business owner, when you'll actually go out and create leads one day at a time, how many leads did you create today? And if the answer is, if that's your answer, then you didn't do a whole lot. Take a look at your average day. On any given day, if I walked in and spent a day with you, what would I see? Would I see you're organized? Would I see you're overwhelmed? Would I see that you're productive? Or would I see you're procrastinating? Be objective, because you can't be inspired when you're doing that. When you're inspired, you're going to be able to produce daily, whether it's 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours, whatever it is. But you have to learn how to produce in a dedicated block of time. What does that mean? It means that you have a dedicated block of time that is non-negotiable. And if you miss appointments, if you're one of these people who hire me to be your coach and you're always canceling your appointments, don't think I'm not laughing my ass off, because that's the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. When you understand that, you'll actually take what you do seriously. Not so seriously that it's not fun, but serious enough when the bell rings you can show up, because it's not only showtime, it's produce time. Yeah, showtime's great. Showtime when you go to the events, the rallies and conventions. But if you want to walk across the stage of your company and receive a check or a bonus pin or the bonus pool or whatever pool you want to be in, then you got to produce daily. You got to be objective, realistic, and you got to ask yourself, did I give it my best today? See, when you can give it your best, then you're inspired. But when you focus on being the best, you get so overwhelmed before you start, you'll never get off the launching pad. Being the best is overrated. Being number one is overrated. It's a state you can't possibly stay in. Being your best is very underrated. Giving your best effort one day at a time over a long career, and there's no such thing as 100%. Your best does not have to be perfect. But when I coach my clients, I ask them what they accomplish. Most of them go, however, there's a percentage of people I see really break through. And if you want to be these people that break through, you have to be able to break down what you do daily. And if you're not clear on what you do daily, then you don't really have a system. Everything I do is in a system. Everything I do is organized because the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. I'm going to ask you to do this again tonight. Do a gut check and evaluate this. What does your refrigerator look like? What do your closets look like? What do your desk look like? What does your car look like? And what does your bathroom look like? And that will tell the story. And if you're going, oh, my God, don't come look in my house, then it's time to change. You cannot live an inspired life and an overwhelmed life. It does not fit. Get organized, because if you're unorganized, that's a direct reflection of where you are emotionally. If you're unorganized emotionally, there's a high probability that you do not have dedicated time to produce results. It means you've been indoctrinated in the job mentality. You'll trade time for dollars in someone else's dream, a place called a job. And that you'll perform admirably for someone else 8 hours a day, hating what you do, in rush hour traffic, or riding home on a train, or going from Wall Street to Connecticut, or wherever you go, trading time for dollars, but you'll have challenges trading value and service for money in free enterprise. When you're in free enterprise, you have the opportunity and or the ability and the creativity to attract and create what the free market will bear. But you cannot do that until you learn how to turn ideas into results. See, that comes from inspiration. You cannot turn ideas into results until you live in your right brain. That is inspiration. You cannot turn ideas into results until you have a vision. That comes from inspiration. Inspiration is when you can believe in the invisible. That's when you can see beyond where you are right now. That comes from a place called inspiration. That's a universal situation in a place called the Akashic Records in the quantum field. When you can actually tap into that source or a source greater than self, then you'll start to let go of the problems that drag you down. When you can change the words that you use and you start to speak words of inspiration, words of decision, words of commitment, you'll stop talking about words of lack, indecision, procrastination. You'll let go of words like what I need to, what I should do, what I ought to do. You'll let go of sounds okay, yeah, and sure. See, your words are your law. Until you get very clear in your communication style, your unconscious will continue to lead you to where it's familiar. And if you familiarly do the same thing over and over and do not get a different result and are disappointed, then you're addicted to your emotional state. And until you let go of events and people that have shaped those feelings, you'll continue to do the same thing over and over, tiptoeing quietly through life, being disappointed. Being an entrepreneur is a different kind of responsibility. It requires the ability to respond. You must master the inner game of free enterprise and the inner game of your vocation. And if you continue to avoid selling and continue to use a series of flagrant statements that say, I don't want my friends to think I'm trying to sell them anything. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I don't like sales. I don't like rejection. If you continue to use these words to disempower you, you'll stay disempowered. When you let go and realize that there's a certain skill set that you master, when you realize that it's not that difficult to become a professional salesperson, when you realize it's not that difficult to master your emotions so you can master Facebook. I hear it every freaking day. I wrote a post and no one commented. I've been on Facebook with 500 and 800 friends and no one's liking my post. I don't have any leads. Well, wake up, chump. If you want to be a champ, then you got to practice some simple discipline, baby, one day at a time. Rome was not conquered overnight. The land of free enterprise was paved one day at a time over a long career. Skills, habits, and mindset. And if you whine about how you don't have any leads, that means you haven't been in the game long enough. You haven't written enough sales copy. You haven't experimented enough to create leads. Leads are a way of life, and the only way to create leads is to invest in learning how. That means you have to write sales copy, place ads, write write posts on Facebook, learn other forms of social media, put out roadside signs, invest in advertisements, do videos. You have to do all of the above. One of my very good friends, Cedric Harris, creates at least 200 leads a day. Why? Because he invests about $200 a day. And creating 200 leads a day, that's a dollar a lead for a qualified lead. That is a great lead cost for someone who answers a 7-questionnaire and leaves their phone number on a lead capture page. There are several of my superstar clients on tonight's call, Jennifer Trinker, Alexis Romano, who have more leads than time. Some of you have stated to me in the last few weeks that you have more leads than time. CG Siddons, I watched her create more leads than time. On any given week in my career, I have at least 100 to 150 leads that come to me effortlessly. How? I started learning in college how to write sales copy. What's sales copy? People ask me that. Sales copy is exactly what it is. It's written, it's the written word of words of persuasion in about a paragraph that you use to persuade people to take a look at what you're doing. And when you have enough people taking a look at what you're doing, the law of averages are enhanced by your vibrational law. And when you're relaxed and you're willing to invest in yourself and you're patient and you're not looking for instant gratification and you're willing to pay the price and learn the simple discipline to be a millionaire, being a millionaire is a responsibility. It does not happen overnight. The word millionaire gets breathed all the time. I know I'm going to be a millionaire in 3 years. Well, shut up and prove it. That's what you have to do. I mean, state it silently to yourself, but stop telling everyone you're going to be a millionaire in 2 years when you have bad habits. It does not happen. I had a woman recently who told me she wanted to join my team, and she kept telling me how she was going to be a millionaire in 2 years, and she never got back with me. Now, why would that be? It's because she keeps speaking over and over the same thing, not really believing in a state of disbelief, which she keeps telling people to be and stay disappointed. You must have a vehicle to achieve your vision. You must have a vehicle to achieve your dreams and realize that you are the driver of that vehicle. You must have a network marketing business, a real estate business, an internet marketing business, intellectual property, and or an idea that you can monetize. That means your dialogue with money must be conducive to attracting the kind of people that you can collaborate to create that. Or you must have an idea that you can monetize. You must have intellectual property that people see enough value they will purchase over and over from you so you can get compensated. The laws of compensation are this. You create value, you create service, you create a product and or an idea that will give people an insight. You create some kind of product that people see value in. You create a product that resolves problems. If you want to be able to do that, then you have to get out of your own way. That means you have to let go of the drama, the chaos, the overwhelmed state, the disorganized state that you live in. You have to start to clean your life up one day at a time while you actually produce. You can't put your business on hold to clean your life up. You have to clean your life up while your business, while you stay productive in your business. You have to have dedicated time to certain dedicated tasks. And if part of your task in a day is cleaning it up, you want to learn to do that in non-revenue producing time. What I see a lot of people do is they never dedicate time to creating money. They create time to getting motivated. They read books, listen to CDs, they watch videos, they watch webinars, they do all of this stuff, which is good, but the inspired part is what creates the money. That's the simple discipline, calling the leads. You must be inspired when you're calling leads. But if you're not inspired when you're calling leads and you're anxious, then you send a telepathic missed message, which then gives you the opportunity to feel rejected, feel abandoned, feel guilt, feel shame, and then not do it tomorrow. You have to be able to be inspired daily, one day at a time, simple discipline, one day at a time over a long career. That's what inspiration is. Inspiration is not boring. Having a great habit is not boring. Having a great habit is called a routine. Having a great habit is called discipline. Discipline means disciple of. But if you're a disciple of procrastination, you continue to get ready to get ready, all it's going to do is keep you disappointed. If you live in guilt and shame, it's time to release the guilt and shame that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. Living an inspired life is an example. When you can live an inspired life, you'll attract other people who are inspired. Now, this is a key to attracting the producers that you are seeking. Many of people say to me, I want to find a business builder. I never use that term. I hear it so frequently. I'm not looking for a business builder. I am looking for someone who is self-inspired. Because someone who is self-inspired actually has great energy. I want someone to come into my enterprise or into my coaching business that is not skeptical. If someone is skeptical, that does not qualify for my time. Being skeptical is not a natural state. It's a condition based on a behavior, based on past events. You cannot attract prosperity from broke thoughts, skepticism, lack, or poverty. If you're in a worried, anxious state, you'll attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings. Yeah, that's easy for you to say. Once again, it's not easy for me to say. It happened to me one day at a time. I lived in an overwhelmed, anxious, addicted state for about 5 years. I was an addict and an alcoholic for 14 years, but the last 5 years were the most problematic, where I spent my day controlling control, being out of control, controlling how I would control my control. I would be so overwhelmed by the time I got up that the entire day would be spent in an overwhelmed mode. That creates adrenal fatigue, creates the diseases in the body, the cancers, the MS, the debilitating diseases, the subluxations in the neck, tension mandibular joint, and that leads you to the doctor, who then leads you to the pharmacy, which leads you to Cymbalta, Xanax, all the other drugs that go with it. It goes with Ambien and Adderall and all the depression medications. You got to get off that stuff. If you're on it, find a way. Commit to yourself at some point this year that you'll be medication free. And if you have a drinking challenge, a medication challenge, a food challenge, a nicotine challenge, this is the year to address it. You cannot live in denial and live an inspired life. It does not fit. That box does not have enough room for dysfunction and functionality. And if you want to be functional, then you want to be relaxed. If you want to be inspired, you have to let go of your anxiety. You can't live a contradiction. Your genuine higher self does not have room for your lower, undisciplined, addicted self. If your addictions overwhelm your inspiration, it's time to address them. If you're codependent, addicted, overwhelmed, any of these situations, call me. That's one of my niches and my specialties, 209-932-0227. I spent 2,600 hours last year assisting people to overcome their anxieties, personal one-on-one coachings. If you desire to live an inspired life, you have to let go of your overwhelmed life. There's not room for it in this life. There isn't. You have to let go of your anxiety about how you're going to control it. Control is not what you seek. You want to have a command of your emotional state, so you're very relaxed in your emotional body. You don't take situations personal. When you have 400 phone calls, 400 emails, you don't get overwhelmed and panic. You address them one at a time. You delegate it. You find ways to pawn situations out. You can't take on the world's problems. You have to address your own. And it's not selfish for you to put yourself first occasionally. If you're trying to carry the weight of the world by taking care of everyone and you have no boundaries and you say yes to everything, then you'll be so over-obligated, overwhelmed, that there won't be any room for you. You'll be wondering in your sleep, tossing and turning, how you're going to control tomorrow, how you're going to address tomorrow's passive-aggressive personality, how you're going to be able to call leads when you don't have any. You'll toss and turn in your sleep. You'll wake up with tension mandibular joint, TMJ. You'll subluxate the non-dominant side of your neck, which will be typically your atlas on your axis, on your right hand or on your left side. Your rib head on your left side will be out of place. And you'll have a right leg shorter than your left leg. That's what so many people do when they are overwhelmed. And if that's exhausting you, let go of it. You can do it tonight. Yeah, but. See, when those are the first words out of your mouth, you're not inspired. You're a victim. When you have to validate and justify your existence, when you can't just give someone a simple explanation, when you can't just give someone a compliment, you have to validate the compliment. When you can't apologize and you have to explain your apology, that's not an apology, that's an excuse. Your continued excuse, your excuse. When you can just humble down, let go, and realize that you are a victim, when you are in denial, that is when you can change. You cannot change when you live in denial. It just does not happen. It takes a grown man, a grown woman, it takes some guts, some moxie, some DNA, some juice, some stuff to admit that you have some human frailties. errors and judgments. That's what mistakes are, simple errors and judgments. When you start to let go of your errors and judgments, when you're less critical, when you're less emotional, but when you have emotional presence, when you start, there's two kinds of emotion. There's anxiety emotion and there's inspiration emotion. When you have inspiration emotion, people begin to feel you. They sense you. That kind of awareness that you have, they want to be a part of you. But when the words come out of your mouth about the weather, about how bad the situation is, about what you ain't got, what's not giving you the love, when you have to call people and tell them what happened to you, when you have to stir up problems and stir up drama and chaos, and you have to when you get entangled with people on Facebook, when people make unfavorable statements to me, I just erase it and release them. I unfriend them and block them. It's very simple. It's a great situation. It's a great system. It's awesome. When you can just move that out of your life and not have to live with it, it's so awesome when you can do this. When you can let go of the people who aren't in your corner, when you go, yeah, but they're my family. Yeah, but what? They're your family, your foe, your friend. I mean, you decide who you want in your life. Your bank account and your peace of mind will be a direct reflection of the five people in your circle of influence. But if you keep letting people whisper in your ear about how you're not good enough, that this will never work, this will never happen, when you let people who are critical advisors in your life and put you in a position you have to explain yourself, justify yourself, when you're one of these people that's worried that you're going to get in trouble, so many people I encounter, they're worried they're going to make a mistake. They're worried that they're worried. When worry is a big part of your vocabulary, you're addicted to worry. When you're addicted to worry, you're worried all the time. When you're worrying all the time, you can't possibly rest when you go to bed. You'll sleep and toss and turn. You wake up in the middle of the night worried about what you're going to say tomorrow. And haven't you worried enough? Worry is really anxiety. And when you're in fear, fear is anxiety, anger, hate, guilt, resentment, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Here's the affirmation tonight. I am inspired. And inspiration is a be state. It's a state that you're in right now. It's not a state that you capture tomorrow. Inspiration is an identity. I am inspired. I am living an inspired life. What does that mean? It means whatever it means to you. What it means to me is that I live in joy, bliss, and pleasure. And occasionally, my boat gets rocked. Occasionally, my boat gets dinged. Occasionally, things don't happen on my terms in my time frame. But I've learned to adapt and adjust. I've learned to let situations go. I can rest on command. I don't toss and turn. And when I'm done, I am done. The power of your word will be your law. And if your law is not serving you, change your words. Words precede action. And if the words you continue to use are disempowering, overwhelming, indecisive, noncommittal, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill a biochemical craving that you are addicted to, disappointed. And if you're tired of being disappointed, then learn to live an inspired life. And if you're inspired, you will find good in situations. And if you're inspired, you'll also be objective about situations. And when you're objective, you're real, you're genuine, you're authentic. People will begin to feel you. And when your word is your law, you won't tell people what they want to hear. You will tell them facts. I've had people say, "So will you fix me?" I'm not the fix machine. I don't fix anyone. I can give you great insight if you're objective enough to receive my perspective and my point of view based on 90,000 hours of coaching. But I learned to under-promise and over-deliver rather than over-promise and under-deliver. So when I tell someone it's 8 weeks for my coaching, it's 8 weeks for my coaching. And it's amazing how many people I'll tell that, and about 2 weeks into their coaching waiting list, they'll start sending me email messages and fax messages and Facebook message. When am I going to start? When am I going to start? Never. Because I don't take people on like that. People who are a nervous wreck, anxious, overwhelmed, you have to learn to let these people go. They are setting you up for disappointment. You have to be able to spot this if you're a team leader and a team captain. The people who are overwhelmed, anxious, destitute, who are skeptical. Don't take these people on your team. A woman said to me today, "Yeah, but that's easy for you to say." No, it's not. It's not easy. It's a reality. You learn not. You can't come from desperation. When desperate people attract other desperate people. And when you come from that state, the good people that you require to have in your life, they walk away from you because you're so overwhelmed, so neurotic, so anxious that they do not want to be a part of your reality. But when you learn to address that and realize that that's human, that's me, I can change that. When you learn to come from that place is called power. When you start to have peace, when you have peace in your power, you become inspired. See, inspiration is when you're very peaceful and you have emotional power and they come together, and it creates a very relaxed presence. It's a very powerful presence. Susan Sly has it. She's about as good as anyone I've ever seen. John Assaraf has it. When he walks across the room, you can tell who he is. The great Mark Victor Hansen, who many of you will hear on this call and meet at an event where I'm going to have Mark speak later in the fall, he unequivocally has it. The great Jim Rohn was so cool and calm. When he walked on the stage, he'd get a standing ovation that would go on for minutes, and then he would sit down and he would philosophize. He just had a way of hanging on words. He was one of the greatest wordsmiths I've ever had the privilege to share the stage with on 5 different occasions. And he was so cool and calm behind stage. I spent behind stage time with him on numerous times. And when you can come from that kind of power, then you are in the flow, ITF. When you're like that, you're ITG, in the game. When you are in that kind of inspiration, people feel you. And when you're in that kind of inspiration, your leads change. And people say, I don't know what it is about you, but I want to find out more. You'll start to get lay down sales, LDS, people who actually see what you're doing and they want to be a part of it. And it will happen occasionally and more frequently the more inspired you become. When your habits are stellar, your emotional habits, your physical habits will be stellar. When you live in an organized life, you will attract other organized success seekers. But when you're overwhelmed, you'll attract the same kind of reality to fulfill the feelings that keep you emotionally drunk in your own emotional state. And if you're tired of this kind of life, begin tonight to live an inspired life. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. In the next few weeks, I will be booking the great John Assaraf to be a guest on my call, followed by Susan Sly and Alexis Romano, 3 of my top-tier inspirational speakers at the May 9th and 10th Millionaire Blueprint event in the Meadowlands, New Jersey, at the Hilton Convention Center. Now, if you've not purchased a ticket for this event, there is still tickets available. It unequivocally will sell out and will be sold out long before the event happens. So there is a sense of urgency to purchase a ticket for that event. Once again, I'll be in one of my favorite cities this Saturday, Nashville, Tennessee. And a pre-Happy Valentine's, Valentine's is a great time to really share and spread the love. And if you have loved ones that you're in business with, that you're inspired with, unequivocally have a great Thursday and a great weekend. You know, it's one of the best weekends and one of the best times to really share some time with a great soulmate or someone that you're really connected to. So have an absolute great Valentine on Friday night. I will see you next Tuesday evening on the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call on Tuesday, February 18th, and go out and have an inspired week. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Jeffrey.
Good night, Jeff. Yes, good night. Good night.